college English test. Band 4.
Part 1. Listening comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices of A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will need A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. Question 1. I ran into our friend Mark yesterday on the street, and he said he hadn't heard from you for 2 months.
Yes, I know, but I've been too busy to phone him.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Question 2. Mr. Brown asked me to tell you that he's sorry he can't come to meet you in person. He's really too busy to make the trip.
That's okay. I'm glad you've come in his place.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. So, when are the other guys going to get here? The train is leaving in 10 minutes. We can't wait here forever.
It's 10:30 already. They are supposed to be here by now. I told everybody to meet here by 10:15.
When is the train leaving?
Question 4. So you finally listened to your wife's advice and gave up smoking.
It was my doctor's advice. I'm suffering from high blood pressure.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. Frank, I thought you were working in New York.
I was, but I moved back. I just couldn't get used to living in a big city. So here I am, back in school, taking courses for a teacher certificate.
What is Frank planning to do?
Question 6. Washing dishes at the restaurant every day is really boring.
Why don't you quit and deliver flowers for me?
What does the woman advise the man to do? Question 7. borrow your math textbook? I lost mine on the bus.
You asked the right person. I happen to have an extra copy.
What does the woman mean?
Question 8. Hello, this is Dr. Gray's office. We're calling to remind you of your 4:15 appointment for your annual checkup tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. It's a good thing you called. I thought it was 4:15 today.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 9. I just can't believe this is our last year. College is going by fast.
Yeah, we'll have to face the real world soon. So, have you figured out what you're going to do after you graduate?
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 10. I had a hard time getting through the school.
I share your feeling. Who can remember the names of 35 different characters?
What does the woman imply?
Section B. Compound dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection includes 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. It buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials through its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.
Now the passage will be read again.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection included 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. it buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials from its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.
Now the passage will be read for the 3rd time.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection included 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. It buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials from its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.